This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it's on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply cut back relief operations across the Gaza Strip. The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since Hamas militants launched an attack on Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat masses of wounded with dwindling resources. Health officials in the Hamas-ruled territory say the airstrikes killed more than 750 people between Tuesday and Wednesday. Deaths are adding up by the thousands, and tragic images from both sides of the Gaza conflict are circulating on Palestinian and Israeli social media, fueling mutual hatred that is becoming more ingrained as the conflict deepens. Marcus Harton reports.
The violence has been nonstop as Israeli warplanes bomb Gaza while Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. West Bank protests broke out after last Friday's prayers, and confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinians left several dead. For the first time in almost 20 years, Israeli jets attacked a West Bank town. On the border with Lebanon, violence is also escalating, raising concerns on both sides that a new war between Israel and Hezbollah might be about to begin. Marcus Harton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the Israel-Gaza crisis should have a path to peace, including independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians and integrating Israel among its Arab neighbors.
And when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution.
This is VOA News. At least 16 people were killed and 50 to 60 were wounded on Wednesday in a mass shooting in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine, according to multiple media reports citing law enforcement. Maine State Police and a county sheriff previously reported there had been an active shooter on Wednesday night but did not provide details. Japan's top court ruled on Wednesday that a legal clause requiring people to undergo sterilization surgery if they want to legally change their gender is unconstitutional. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The decision on Wednesday was welcomed by rights groups who had said the requirement was discriminatory and infringed upon human rights. Japanese law states that people who want to change gender must present a diagnosis of gender dysphoria and meet five requirements: being at least 18 years old, unmarried, not having underage children, having genital organs that resemble those of the opposite gender, and having no reproductive glands, or ones that have permanently lost their function. The plaintiff's lawyers argued that the last two violate their client's constitutional right to pursue happiness and live without discrimination, and pose significant physical pain and financial burden to transgender people.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Republican Party member Mike Johnson was elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday, ending lawmakers' 22-day struggle to fill one of the top-ranking leadership positions in the U.S. government. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson says the House is once again open.
One of the first things he did as Speaker was bring up a resolution condemning Hamas's attack on Israel and expressing the U.S. Congress's need to get behind Israel and support them. We know that he has proposed another short-term government funding deal that would push the issue out into early next year.
The 51-year-old Johnson, a three-term congressman and lower-level member of the Republican leadership, won on a vote of 220 to 209. He is now second in the presidential line of succession. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York fined the former U.S. president $10,000 on Wednesday for violating an order not to criticize court staff. Judge Arthur Engoron imposed the fine, Trump's second, after determining the comments he made to reporters during a break in the trial violated a partial gag order issued 3 weeks ago. The latest fine came after Trump said Engoron is a, quote, very partisan judge with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside him, perhaps even much more partisan than he is. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.